Jesus is still doing what he was doing, and Jesus always was showing compassion. Jesus can feel my pain today, and in chapter 20 of the Gospel by Matthew, in verse 34, it says, so Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes. This is talking about the blind men, and Jesus heard them crying, and the crowd wanted him to keep going, but Jesus was drawn. Jesus is always drawn when people cry out for him. It's something he can't resist, is because he said, whoever, anywhere, wherever anybody is, whoever calls on me, I will come to them and save them. Isn't that amazing that he can hear that much? And he is willing to go to people blind like this. He was moved with compassion. He had compassion. He touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Jesus was characterized by compassion. He was the quintessential compassionate person. When he saw people, he was moved. When we see people that are oozing with leprous sores or blind or smelly or you know, desperate, usually, you know, we look down and say, "Boop, don't have enough time for that." You know, we keep going. Jesus was drawn that way, and he still is. See, that's what we need to realize, is that Jesus is the same. Are you weak? I mean, do you feel like you don't have enough strength to live the Christian life? Good. You're in good company. He understands. He looks on you with compassion. Jesus is drawn to weakness. He said that when we're weak, that's when he is what? Strong. See, we're strong too much. And we go in our own strength till we crash. And Jesus said, are you weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? He wants to be compassionate, like the hymn writer said. Are you afraid? Jesus is acquainted with our fears. That's why he said he's a good shepherd. Did you know sheep are so timid? They're frightened. If they're in the presence of their enemies, they can't even eat, because they're too afraid to eat. They can't put their head down and really get into it when they're thinking something's going to pounce on them. Jesus said, you're my sheep, and I know that you're easily afraid. He's acquainted with all we face. He knows our fears. He looks on us with compassion. Are you alone? I mean, sociologists say that loneliness is the most piercing of all the social pains. Loneliness. Loneliness because we're excluded. Loneliness because we're ostracized. Loneliness because we're different. Loneliness because of whatever. But loneliness, people ache with loneliness. He feels that. Do you know why? He had the ultimate loneliness experience. As he hung on the cross and my sins and your sins were placed on him, God rejected him and turned away from him. Because that's what God does. God has to turn away and consign all who die in their sins to be forever paying for those sins, and that they are excluded from his glorious and never-ending pleasure presence. They're turned back and away forever. And that's what he did to Jesus. Jesus suffered an eternity of being forsaken. That was the first verse we looked at Friday night. My God, why hast thou what? Forsaken me. Why did God forsake Jesus? So God wouldn't have to forsake all who put their hope and trust and faith in the one who's forsaken for them. He is compassionate.